This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lin and Shaoning. Now, according to Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng, the government is looking to collect 155 billion ringgit worth of taxes for 2020. This is 5% higher than the 147 billion targeted last year. And the gross amount of tax collected for the entire country in 2019 by the IRB or the Inland Revenue Board, that fell slightly short of the target, 145.08 billion.
When prodded as to why the reason, why the higher target since 2019's tax collection missed theirs by 2 billion, our finance minister said that the government always sets a higher target, just like any company, right? And your target must be set high. If you set it too low, it's really not considered a target, his words. Now, he also added that the tax collection approach will be softer and friendlier in compared to the previous administration. He said, we do not believe in the approach taken by the previous government of sending those who raid taxpayers' homes in the middle of the night wearing masks and with M16. I think that's a gun, right?
Yes,
I don't
it is.
Think that's the right approach. Now, this softer approach includes the IRB conducting its weekly client meetings every Wednesday. And this is to ease tax affairs and be an additional platform to listen to the problems of or complaints related to taxes faced by taxpayers.
So for more on this, we have on the line with us Dr. Virunderjit Singh, Chairman of Axel Asia and President of the Malaysian Institute of Certified Public Accountants. Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Virunderjit. So how feasible is the 155 billion ringgit target in your view?
Well, I think the question we have to explore is in setting targets and budgets for various agencies, I think the issue is really about looking at the environment and looking at that particular space that the agency is supposed to take care of and see whether that's a reasonable increase in the target. Now, to me, at the end of the day, there's always been speculation that the tax revenue in this country could actually be much more. So therefore, I always believe that targets have to be reasonably high. It cannot be very low. Because when you set low targets, there's an element of complacency that gets into the organization. And therefore, you know, staff or people or the agency may not work as hard as it should. So I think it's reasonable to expect an increase every year. 155 billion for the Inland Revenue, I think, is achievable unless there is a downturn in the economy. So we don't expect a downturn. So we expect an increase in the GDP. So I think it is possible.
What will be the challenges the government might face in hitting that target, though?
Well, the first challenge really is the economic growth that will come about this year. And if the economic growth, 4.5% or so, is achievable, then I don't see a problem. But obviously, if there's a downturn in the economy and you find that international events happen, and as you know, we are impacted by international developments, and then if the economic growth comes down, then there will be challenges. The other challenge really perhaps would be the availability of sufficient resources, right? But I think that the currently the Inland Revenue Board, I think, is adequately staffed. And they should be able to spend more in terms of focusing on the areas that they can tap for more revenue, and especially in terms of technology and using technology and data analytics to try to see how the data that they have is more robust, and it allows them to perhaps target various sectors where the taxpayers have not been reporting adequately, or there are taxpayers have not been even singled out. So I think there are opportunities. So this is the only two risks that we see, the downturn in an economic growth and perhaps the issue of resources. But I think the downturn is, if there's a downturn, that's the biggest risk in terms of a challenge to the government in meeting its budgets.
Now, Lim Guan Eng has also said that IRB's tax collection approach would be softer and friendlier compared with how it was handled during the previous administration. What are your thoughts on this?
And I think that's a good strategy to do. And I'll tell you why. Because one of the things, even in research, in various other research that has been done overseas in various places, is the issue of the fear of the tax agency. And I think that fear is overplayed. In order for people to feel comfortable, they need to make sure that the services provided by the tax agencies are adequate, are professional, are delivered well. And there are various technological tools that one can use. And there are many of that the Internal Revenue Board has. So making the relevant people feel a bit more comfortable about dealing with the tax authorities can take away to some extent this fear element. And I think, as you know very clearly, if someone receives a letter from the Internal Revenue Board, there's obviously, firstly, there's this panic button that people tend to press. So I think we need to get away from that. And I think the current government's approach of taking a softer approach is not to say that we won't fine people, we won't impose penalties, but just that you'll be more responsive to listen to the problems that a taxpayer has. And perhaps in terms of imposition of penalties, you'll be a little bit more careful and a little bit more, let's just say, attentive to the fact that there are problems, and therefore the penalties should not be that high, and use some discretionary power. So that's the kind of softer approach which is good. And research has shown that if in the US in particular, that if people feel comfortable in terms of dealing with the agency, then they are more comfortable in coming forward and reporting their due share of income and the tax that is applicable thereon.
And how can tax enforcement be enhanced then?
Perhaps you can look at it two aspects. One is people are supposed to file returns, tax returns, have not filed. So the issue is you impose penalties because you haven't filed a return, or you file late and we impose a late penalty. Second one is about your payments. Your payments are late, we impose penalties because you have gone beyond the scheduled timeline under the law. Now, that's, to me, enforcement, right? The other part of enforcement is tax investigations, suspected evasion, and do we do a surprise visit? That's actually also enforcement. So these aspects are still there. There's nothing to say that this enforcement in terms of imposing penalties, sending you letters, asking you for information, will continue to be carried out. So that enforcement is always there. The other part of enforcement is probably taking you to court. Because if you continue to not pay your amounts, then after that it becomes a civil suit is taken in the high court and to get judgment so that they can then seize some assets to pay for your taxes. Those things have always been there. They are in the legislation and the powers are still being exercised and they have to be exercised. So I don't think the Internal Revenue is saying we will not do this. They will only do this, of course, in the situation where a taxpayer fails to come forward, refuses to come forward, continues to delay, then they have to move to the next court. So that aspect of enforcement is still there.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Dr. Virendrajit. And that was Dr. Virendrajit Singh, Chairman of Axel Asia and President of the Malaysian Malaysian Institute of Certified Public Accountants, talking to us about the government's new tax target. Now, interesting point that he makes basically this softer and friendlier approach may encourage people to actually come forward and pay the taxes that are applicable to them. I do feel, though, that I do tend to agree with him, though, that the fear of the tax department is overplayed. I feel like, you know, the tax department is the big bad, right, for a lot of people. They're here, the government's here to take your money, and the vehicle for that is the tax department. But they're actually really friendly people.
Yeah. I mean, we joke, right? There are only two things in life you can't avoid. One is taxes and the other is death. But yeah, it's true.
And even after death, you can't avoid the tax because you have an inheritance tax too.
Well, not here in Malaysia, thank goodness. But whenever we get a letter from IRB, it's like panic mode, right? Everyone's like, oh no, what do they want from me? But my own personal experience with the tax department actually has been a positive one. They are very efficient. You call them, they pick up their phone. You're amazed by that. You give them your tax number. They can see your file online. They are very helpful. So by the time you need to go to that tax department, 80% of the issues should be resolved. But this, of course, is from an individual perspective because I have an EA form. You know, it's easy for me to kind of see my tax situation, right? And there are not that many deductions when you're an individual versus perhaps a company. But nonetheless, for Malaysia, we do really need to raise the percentage of our GDP from tax because currently it's only 13.6% versus Thailand, which is 18%. Of course, Indonesia is lower, but we need to really look at our tax collection. This is also to kind of help with the fiscal deficit situation, right?
Yes, because the estimate is that there is a lot of money as yet in the economy that is untaxed, you know, the shadow economy.
Yeah, the one really in the dark, you know.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of estimates as to how big the shadow economy is. But I think we need to move towards this. And one of the aspects of this is actually introducing a tax ID number, which is coming into force in 2021.
Yeah, so that's supposed to come into force in January of 2021. So we shall have to wait and see for how that will affect our tax collection. Right now, though, we are heading into the 8 o'clock news. And then after that, we'll be having the breakfast grill, where I'll be speaking with Samir Murray, Regional Director of Southeast Asia and India at Aramex, about the logistics industry. So be sure to stay tuned for that after the news at BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.